showed up with a box of wine and a public bag. Said she was gonna make me dinner, which I thought was real sweet until I saw her try to boil water in a cast iron skillet. She asked where I kept the microwave pans, and I said, honey, that's not a thing. But she bent over to check the oven anyway, and I forgot what we were talking about. She can't cook, but she'll lick the spoon. Wears nothing but an apron and a little perfume. Burn the biscuits, set fire to the stew. But baby, that wasn't the hottest thing in the room. She can't cook, but I'm begging her to try by noon. She cracked eggs like she was mad at them. Flour on her cheeks, cinnamon on the floor. And I swear to God, she buttered her chest, trying to soften it up. She said, taste this, and stuck her finger in my mouth. I said, darling, I'd eat drywall if you fed it like that. Next thing I know, she's sitting on the counter, and the gravy ain't the only thing getting thick. She can't cook, but she'll lick the spoon. Makes a mess of the kitchen and my afternoon. Flip the pancakes right onto the floor, then pulled me in and locked the pantry door. She can't cook, but Lord, she knows what to do with a wooden spoon. Off the floor, and there's a spatula in the freezer for reasons I don't fully understand. But I don't care, cause dessert's got nothing to do with food at this point. She can't cook, but she'll lick the spoon. Turn my house into a honeymoon saloon. We ain't got dinner, but I got her grinning, and this apron only lifestyle's just beginning. She can't cook, but I hope she comes back soon.